Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the Trump transition team moving on after Matt Gaetz took himself out of the running for attorney general. And Gaetz, in an interview today, says he has no plans to return to Congress. President-elect Trump's new pick for AG, former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, a Trump loyalist who served on his legal team in the first impeachment hearing. Here's ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Lindsey Graham, the incoming chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee come January when Republicans officially take control of the Senate, he tweeted this. This is a, quote, slam dunk, touchdown, hole in one, ace, hat trick. And then he uses the word slam dunk again.
Two powerful storms trolling Northern California and the Pacific Northwest. Heavy wind and rain leading to flooding and power outages. More than 180,000 without electricity in 2018. This is ABC News. A major vote for Texas schools today. ABC's Rhiannon Alley explains.
Texas is set to make a decision on a controversial classroom curriculum amid a new push for Bible-based learning. The State Board of Education has heard hundreds of arguments for and against the proposed lessons, which are part of an educational resource called Blue Bonnet Learning, which includes Christian lessons for elementary school reading. Supporters say the Bible is a foundational text crucial to teaching American history.
If passed, the materials would be optional for schools, but they would receive additional funding if they do. Investors will be closely watching Bitcoin as it inches closer to $100,000 after trading between $98,000 and $99,000 Thursday. The popular cryptocurrency has nearly doubled in value so far this year and has surged around 40% since Election Day. In New York, a third bail attempt expected in a pretrial hearing for music mogul Sean Diddy Combs. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on?
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A few more sun rays peeking through those mostly cloudy skies today, with temperatures hovering in the low 40s. We've still got breezy winds out of the northwest, which will calm tonight. With a few more sunspots expected throughout the day tomorrow, highs will return to the low 40s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. A Milwaukee man who killed a pregnant woman in a hit-and-run crash has been sentenced to 40 years in prison. A jury convicted Frank Mosley in the November 2023 crash, which killed 32-year-old Erin Mogensen. She was several weeks pregnant at the time. Mosley was driving a stolen car at more than 75 miles an hour when he struck the victim's vehicle at an intersection. He was found guilty on four counts, including two for first-degree reckless homicide. Milwaukee Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo announced his establishment of the Build Your Legacy Ventures on Thursday. He's hoping to help those starting businesses in the fields of sports, entertainment, and technology. He'll be connecting entrepreneurs with investors who will be able to grow their clients' businesses. One of the first investments the fund has undertaken is a new women's 3-on-3 basketball team named Unrivaled. Antetokounmpo has already invested in the Milwaukee Brewers and the Nashville team in Major League Soccer. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life.
All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Enroll at healthcare.gov by December 15th for coverage starting January 1st. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
For 5 generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, Durand, the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, and the Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for 5 generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. The Pepin County Sheriff's Department is reporting a possible scam. The Sheriff's Department's dispatch center has been taking complaints from people that a male is calling them and stating they're a member of the Sheriff's Department and that they have a warrant for your arrest and owe money due to a PPP loan. This is nothing more than a scam, and do not engage with the person. They're using technology to spoof telephone numbers and do not work for the Pepin County Sheriff's Department. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in Trenton Township Wednesday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 17-year-old Trayton Johnson of Ellsworth was traveling northbound on Highway 63 when he lost control, entered the ditch, and overturned the vehicle. Johnson was transported to Red Wing Mayo Hospital. The city of Durand is moving forward with the purchase of a parcel of property from Xcel Energy. The city approved an offer of $3,750 an acre for a 4-acre parcel next to the sewer plant. Durand Mayor Patrick Mellern says the land will allow the city to expand the sewer plant.
We went ahead last night and going to finalize an offer on that. And it looks like hopefully we're going to be able to get that process. It will help us in the future. If we have to expand the sewer plant, it'll just give us the options that we need.
Xcel is in the process of selling the former railroad right-of-way parcels that are still left in the city. A Dunn County jury has convicted Andrew Horner of armed robbery with the threat of force and carrying a concealed weapon after a 3-day trial. Horner was found guilty of a May robbery at a Circle C gas station where he threatened to kill the clerk with a machete-style knife. Police released surveillance footage leading to tips from the public that identified Horner as the suspect. He faces over 40 years in prison and will be sentenced February 7th. 3 people were seriously injured in a crash involving a semi-truck and a van Thursday. Police say the van was heading south on Seymour Cray Boulevard and attempted a left turn onto East Park Avenue when it was struck by a northbound semi. The 3 occupants of the van were taken to the hospital while the semi-driver was unharmed. Northbound traffic on Seymour Cray Boulevard had to be closed for over 3 hours as the Wisconsin State Patrol conducted a crash reconstruction. A man accused of murdering a woman in western Wisconsin 50 years ago was in court yesterday. John Miller is accused of killing Mary Shallis while she was hitchhiking from Minneapolis to Chicago. Prosecutors say she rejected him when he made sexual advances before he murdered her and left her body in rural Dunn County. He's currently being held on $1 million bond and will be in court again early next month. Wisconsin deer hunters have an opportunity to reduce the deer herd size and help their neighbors. Once again, the state has a very large white-tailed herd with the highest number in farmland zones. DNR deer ecologist Jeff Pritzel says that can have a downside through property damage, crop damage, or deer vehicle accidents. Hunters in farmland zones are encouraged to take antlerless deer and to utilize the deer donation program. Pritzel says that can be through the formal program or just personal relationships to harvest venison for the community and share it. In general, each deer hunting license authorizes a hunter to kill one buck and at least one doe. Where available, hunters may purchase additional antlerless deer permits for $12 each. The gun deer season runs tomorrow through December 1st. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in River Falls Township Wednesday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 46-year-old Bradley Spaulding of River Falls was traveling northbound on Highway 65 when he struck a hay bale in the roadway. Spaulding was transported to River Falls Area Hospital. A Pierce County jury determined Thursday that Lauren Rawlings was not guilty by reason of insanity after facing charges of possessing child pornography. Rawlings had previously pleaded no contest to two counts and claimed a mental disease or defect. Police discovered nearly 500 illegal images during a search of his home. He will now go on a psychiatric evaluation with a future hearing set to decide on possible commitment and its duration. Home prices in western Wisconsin continue to increase. The Wisconsin Realtors Association's latest monthly real estate report says strong demand and limited supply have maintained pressure on prices. In October, Pepin County had 6 homes sold, Buffalo County 7, Pierce County 21, and Dunn County reported 30 homes sold. The median home price in western Wisconsin rose about 5% over the year, from $285,500 to $295,000 in October, that according to the reports. Nonprofits in the Chippewa Valley are raising concerns as the homeless population grows with the colder weather. A recent point-in-time survey showed a significant increase in homelessness, straining resources. Western Dareland and Hope Gospel Mission are expanding their community haven house to provide daytime shelter, but funds and services remain limited. In the Chippewa County, Hope Village's 11 tiny homes are full, with families receiving assistance to secure housing within 140 days. Meanwhile, Eau Claire's Sojourner House faces high demand, leaving some without beds each night. Efforts to address the crisis include plans for more affordable housing by spring. Wisconsin health officials report a slight increase in vaccination rates for flu and COVID compared to last year, but numbers remain below pre-pandemic levels. Statewide flu vaccinations are 25.8%, while Eau Claire County is lagging significantly at 22%. That's far below the 70% target. Public health officials warn of additional outbreaks, including whooping cough, RSV, and walking pneumonia. Vaccines are available through healthcare providers. Limited options for uninsured are available at health departments. Officials are urging basic preventive measures, including proper hygiene and balanced living, and to reduce the spread of illness. You're listening to WRDN News.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
friendly and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Wisconsin is one of the states with the highest average credit score. A new report by WalletHub compared U.S. states based on October's TransUnion credit score data. Wisconsin ranked fourth on the list, with Minnesota at the top. Mississippi and Louisiana were at the bottom with the lowest average credit score. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Keys to Progress in Homeless Awareness, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Houston's Housing First has successfully reduced homelessness in the city by 63% since 2012. This is the reaction of one tenant.
What? I feel like a teenager. I'm that happy. You know, before all this stuff happens to you in life and you get jaded, I feel like a teenager.
Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Making an Impact, sponsored by Grainger.
Two high school students are making a global impact with their nonprofit, Colors for Change. It refurbishes art supplies for underserved people around the world.
So I, like, growing up, I always loved art, and so it's really amazing to see, like, the joy that it can bring to other children as well.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A few more sun rays peeking through those mostly cloudy skies today, with temperatures hovering in the low 40s. We've still got breezy winds out of the northwest, which will calm tonight. With a few more sunspots expected throughout the day tomorrow, highs will return to the low 40s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
A playoff rematch for the Packers on Sunday as they take on the San Francisco 49ers in a late afternoon kick at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers aren't over their 24-21 divisional playoff loss to the Niners.
Last year was a tough game because we had them beaten so many categories, and then we'd lose the game. So just coming out this week and just trying to maximize every opportunity, that's going to be the main game plan.
It's something you'll never forget, you know what I mean? It's a feeling that you never forget. And